Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our five-part series on negotiating. Here's part three.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about negotiating the terms of a transaction or a contract. And in this climate, it feels lopsided. The seller seems to be holding all the cards and the buyer feels like, what do I have to do to make you happy and get off the market with this in contract?
Well, and that's really the key. From a buyer's standpoint, you do want that property off the market. You want it to be on your side of the table where you have negotiated a reasonable amount of time once you have a mutual agreement on the buy-sell price and so forth. You want a reasonable amount of time to be able to kick the tires to make very sure that what you perceived was there at the time that you made the offer is what is actually there at restated termite and dry rot roof inspection, foundation. Review of leases, etc.
That's well stated. I think it is an understanding of what you expected to see when you put that offer in at that price is actually that. It's not a moment after you've gone pending sale where you can renegotiate because at the front door there's a cracked something, because that was evident at the time of the offer. So really it's a time to regroup after you've done the due diligence in regards to what you couldn't see during the time of the showing.
Exactly. And there could be those things, things that even the seller is not aware of that are discovered. And then that could result as something next door that had a leaking chemical or something, which is not on your property, but guess what? It is under your property by discovery. And do you have a problem? Yes, you've got a contaminated property. It's not necessarily your responsibility to clean it up, but I don't care whose quote-unquote fault it is. You now have damaged goods.
That's right. And you're going to have those when you go to the next buyer, because the disclosure requirements are that you share that with the next buyer as well. So that's going with the property, that conversation at that point. I think also it's important to understand the respect has to go through from pending sale to closed sale of the other opportunities a seller has, whether they have it in pending sale with a backup offer or just good conversations and a good list of buyer alternatives. So that keeps you in check as well in the process. Make sure you hit your deadlines. Make sure you sweat the details. Make sure you put your outs in the contract so that you have a way to keep them in contract clearly.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.